Okay, so welcome everyone. I want you to breathe in. Take a very deep breath. Let it out. And again, breathe in. And then on the out breath, send energy to all parts of your body, up to your head, down to your arms, down to your legs, down to your gut. Breathe in again. And if you find it difficult to send it all over your body, just pick specific areas. Breathe in. Breathe out, and just in your mind, send the energy to the areas of concern. Right, so let's start. So we're breathing, just sending the energy. So for this session, we are setting some intentions. And if you want to type what your focus is, that's fine. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to blast away here. So the intention is to bump the immune system, to normalize it, look at the bronchial area, the lungs, increase energy, bump the immune system and the lymph system to eliminate bacteria, viruses, anything that shouldn't be in your body. So we're looking at some shifts here. So I'll be opening blockages, and this will be for the whole group. So again, no personal requests, but this is really all about you personally. So sort of think about what you want. And as you're sending energy to the areas of concern or the whole body, this is what will happen for you, is those areas will be worked on. All right, so starting off with the emotional. Just releasing all those emotional points, any blockages there. Working the emotional heart. And we'll do our angel points now. Sorry, I'm tripping over here. So your job is just to relax, let the energy flow, and know that you're not broken. You may feel that sometimes. You're not broken. Okay, right on the crown chakra here. And while we're at it, we'll just roll through all the physical chakras in the body, just making sure they're not blocked. A way to balance yourself out and is the quantum touch breathing, so you can do it in a 4-4 context, you can do it in a 2-4 context, maybe start off with 4-4, breathe in, Bring the energy from the bottom of your feet all the way to your crown chakra. Breathing out. Bring it down from your head all the way down to your hands. And you just keep doing that. And if you can try and feel the energy at your feet, just sort of rolling up your body up to the top of your head and down to your hands, great. If you can't, just imagine it. So that would be the fake it till you make it model. So you can imagine electricity coming up your body. You can imagine water. You can imagine just chi flowing up. And then have it come, and you can cup your hands almost like you're in prayer, but where they're not touching. And you can feel the energy between your hands. And if you want, you can put it on your knee or put it on a picture of yourself, so you can run the energy between your hands into a picture of yourself or someone else, a pillow. And if you can't reach your sore joint, you can imagine the pillow is, you're running it into your sore joint through the pillow. It's a really good way of balancing your energy. So again, you just bring it up from your feet, top of the head, and then down in your hands. And after a while, you'll find it just runs on its own. Okay, so we're working on the immune system right now. Your job is to just relax. Just relax. Let the energy flow. So I guess I remember telling everyone we had a grandson on the way, and here he is. He came in the very early hours of Sunday morning. Want to leave, so they they ended up taking him out. He's pretty small. Came in at 5 pounds out the door. Okay. Still on the anti-inflammation points. Okay, we'll tap the spleen and the liver. He's very cute, very cute. So they had his first little doctor's appointment last night. So. And of course, he's down a bit. He's full down. The baby seemed to lose weight at the beginning. Could be all the stuff that came out with him and it doesn't stay. But he's very cute. Okay. So it was an evening appointment, and on the way to the appointment, of course, they were late. Why were they late? Well, my son, driving the car, was turning left and honked at a police car who proceeded to pull him over. No idea if he knew it was a police car, but he honked at a police car on a left turn. So, anyway, just a warning. Whew. All right, here we go. Okay, so I did a lot on the spleen and liver there. So we're feeling some tension coming out of the liver for people. Also some anger. And from that, I think we're going to go back to the emotional points. With this COVID, and people are, you know, kind of, they're in a different reality. It's the same reality, but it just feels different. And so I think we're kind of looking at a lot of this anger in the cells is kind of coming out. So again, just work the emotional points. It's good to get it out. Good to get it out. You don't want to keep it. Thank you. Okay, so we're on to working the exosomes. The eyes, ears, nose, and throat. Eyes, ears, nose, and throat. And now we're stimulating salivation. And I don't know if you heard, but they have now found a new gland or organ. It promotes salivation, and it's right behind the nose, apparently. So we'll tap that baby as well. Okay, so right behind the nose there. How did they miss it, eh? All right, so here we are. Salivation between the eyes, ears, nose, and throat, just to support them. Stimulating salivation. It's funny, I don't know how many times we've read, you know, what do you need to do? What do you need to do? So we ordered takeout last night, and again, one of the takeout participants was saying, now, is it safe? Is it safe? You know, and then, of course, he's on the internet looking, do you, like, is it transferable through, you know, and so there was, anyway, so he finally got himself settled, and it was fine. If you're really worried, put it on your own home plates. Don't eat out of containers. I'm thinking, like, how many times have we sort of stopped to figure, well, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Is there any change in what we're supposed to be doing? Okay, so we've got that whole head area there. And let's look at brain fog. Whapping the brain. Okay, brain fog, memory, anxiety. But just remember, you're one whole person. Like, everything works in harmony, in unison. So sometimes we work an area and it's actually going somewhere else, but it's really not going somewhere else because it's connected. So just relax, relax. Just let the energy flow. It's all about you and what you need for yourself. Be not selfish. Be self, what do you call it? Self-care. That'd be another word for it that sounds socially more acceptable. But we've been grown up to think that we have to sacrifice. The sacrificing. We just need to roll with ourselves and be true to ourselves and listen to our bodies. Okay, so we're still, let's move to the medulla now for, still on the brain, central control center. Okay, and while we're at it, balancing right and left brain. And when we're balancing, we know they're not the same. Right and left brain aren't equal. They're not twins. They do different parts, do different things, same but different. So we're just balancing the communication, opening any blockages between bringing energy into both sides just so that resonates. Optimizing blood to the brain, as well as opening up any blockages on the vessels, on the nerves, on the lymph system going into the neck, on the muscles. Here we go. Okay, next of all, we're working on, let's make sure we got the brain. It's going to come up the brain stem and just open that up a little more. Right, left, right, left, right, left. One of the best ways is your body needs oxygen is you need to look at how you're breathing. You know, are you tummy breathing? I feel like I'm repeating myself, but oh well, it's important. Is, if you have a phone and it has apps on it, you might want to download a breathing app, a Pranic app. And yeah, they go for about 5-7 minutes and they get you into a real nice rhythm. Really good way of centering yourself, grounding yourself. Okay, there we go. Onto the bone marrow. Optimize the immune cells. This is good. Most of you have T1 open. That is not always the case, I must say. Hold out, so let's tap till that's done. One's gone, one more. We've got one hold out now. Okay, and know that this recording is just as good in replay as it is in real time. What is time? Is it linear? Is it circular? What is it? Okay, so we're doing the T1, now down to the lungs, down to the lungs, okay, tapping the lungs themselves, we'll get them from the back to start off with, and shake up some of that mucus in there, wake up some of those capillaries that have been slackened. Coming in from the front. It's interesting the food, how food, and I know Tom doesn't talk about that, but it's interesting how food makes a difference, like what we actually put in our bodies. I had some brandy last night, and I got to tell you, I'm really feeling this morning, and I didn't have very much. I just had a little glass. So I think I'm going to knock off having it. I just don't feel 100%, so it's amazing how these things affect our body. So you'll find some foods just make you nauseous, or some foods, feel really good when you eat them. So I should have asked my body last night. I should have picked up the bottle and said, do you want this now? Like, does my body need this now? It obviously did not. Yeah, some people eat tomatoes and they regret it. Yeah, some people will be stressed out, need a whole bag of chips. Okay, we're on the lungs still at the back here, opening them up. Some people eat a whole bag of chips and just stress eat, and then you feel sluggish. So this is where you start to listen to what your body needs. And sometimes your body does need these things. Sometimes it just needs a little taste. Sometimes it needs more. Sometimes we just need stress food, you know, just to get from point A to point B. It's crossing a river, you know, you see somebody stepping on a turtle that's moving, and sometimes you just need to quickly just put your foot on that turtle and then get to the next rock, because there's nothing in between that will hold you up for a second or two. So sometimes these what we think are vices are okay for temporarily. Okay, there's the lungs. Let's have a look. Okay, that's all right. Okay, so we're on to the heart now. I'm gonna go back to it. I think, did I do it already? Looks like I just want to make sure the heart and lung connection, energetic connection, is going on there. Puppy fights in here going on, so if they continue, I'll kick them both out. They want to be chased by each other. Okay, here we go. Okay, we've done on down to the diaphragm, but let's just open up, innervate the phrenic nerve and follow it down to the diaphragm. Tapping the diaphragm itself. Okay, let me get rid of these guys. Okay, everybody out. Let's go. Out, out, out. Go on. Out you go. That's the good. Okay, you have fun out there. Okay, still on the diaphragm. Yeah, sorry about that. Usually the Tonglen puts them to sleep. Obviously not today. Went the other direction. The little one has a bark that just hits your eardrum. Okay, working the diaphragm now. There we go. So again, the purpose of this is to get everything going, moving it along. Okay, let's just look at the oxygen now again. We did the phrenic nerve. Let's just open up the sky window of the neck. Okay, coming down the spine, opening up the spinal arteries. Rolling back up, opening up spinal veins. I'll do a couple of rolls on the spine here. Okay, coming down again, looking for subluxations in the bones. This movement. Remember, you're not one non-moving piece. I know where the body is constantly evolving, constantly replenishing itself. Okay, so we've got the subluxations. Now we're onto the muscles. So we're going to do the muscles that are supporting the spine. And coming back up. balance the vagus nerve. Start by at the innervation point and we'll just follow it through. And we're looking at balancing your immune response, digestion, heart rate, connecting with all that wandering vagus nerve touches. And coming down the vagus. It also supports metabolism. And I'll go back up to the head for metabolism as well. Metabolism or metabolism? Up here. Okay, just gonna have a quick look at the chat here. Okay. Just seeing if there's any complaints. Okay, nobody's got any complaints. They're just so just remember the requests you're putting in. They kind of come into the collective and they get dealt with. So whether or not I'm actually doing it, they get dealt with. So just focus your breathing on the area of pain. You can even do the quantum touch breath or send energy to other people. Of other things I wanted to do. Okay, let's look at the Dantian areas. So starting with the upper one, just bringing energy into the body. Just before I came on the call, I went outside and I was standing on the leaves and they're all wet. It's been raining and I still got about 50% of the leaves still on the tree, I would imagine. There's still enough on the yard to rake. But I'm just feeling the air, how nice and damp it is. And it's still warm out there, so you don't really need a coat. And you could just feel the trees, you know, just sort of just enjoying the wetness of the leaves and the wetness of the soil. You could hear the birds talking. Yeah, it's we're really lucky. There's just magic everywhere. Okay, so we're still on the Dantian, so the upper middle now. And then we'll get to the storage area. Okay, in the lower Dantian now, so we're going to fill everybody up. Some of you are down a quart. Some of you are running on empty. So I'll just get everybody till they're filled to the top. Just watch that energy come in. And where does this energy come from, you ask? Well, that's a good question. Just bring it in. It comes from the universe. It comes from the collective. If I had to send it out personally from my own reserves, I would be broke at this point. So I just bring it in from the universe. Just feel it coming in with every breath. Every breath, every breath. Okay, still feeling the daunting. We almost got everybody up. So if you're feeling tired, what's your body telling you you need to do? Ha ha. Yeah, trust yourself. Trust your body. It has the programming to find its way to health. Okay, so another energy, not Tongren, but something we can do is we can do a holograph. So let's kind of think back in time. What's a time in your life that you felt happy, fulfilled? You felt you had so much energy. You just felt like nothing could stop you. And if you have never had that, make it up. It's kind of the fake it till you make it theory. So we're looking at pulling you through time. So usually when I go back, for men, it's often 32, you know, if you're further on in age. But you could pick your own time. So we're going to roll back into time, and we're going to feel ourselves back then, or we're going to feel how we think we should have been. So, and again, it's okay to use your imagination. Why not? You have one. Okay, so we're just going to take that energy from the past, from the linear time in past, and we're going to bring it forward. Now, you'll think in your head, well, I was smaller back then, but don't worry, we'll stretch it out. It's energy. So, okay, so we're going to bring that forward to this moment in time. And then we're going to holograph it. In other words, we're going to put it right in your body. We're just going to put it right in. We're not repairing anything. We're just pushing it very gently. And a lot of times it's just magnetic. It goes right in. So, okay, so let's just make sure everybody's got their bits in. So we've basically holographed your energy. And you may feel nothing, or you may feel a kind of a little bit of an awakening. Okay, so what we're doing is we're supporting your energy field now with a holograph. Well, somebody's got theirs coming down from the top there. Hang on. It's like they put it in and it went, let's just bring it down. There we go. Okay. I just wonder you did that. Okay, there we go. I'm going to put a hat on this guy. Nice little baseball hat just to keep the energy in. Keep the holograph in. Okay, so she's going to smooth it out, ground it, make sure it's all in. Again, you can do that with any part of your body. And you can just keep doing it over and over and over again to get some support. Okay, so we're down to the digestive system now. I think a few of you are feeling a little sore there. The digestive tract. So let's just gonna look now at doing some support here. So we've already done the things. Oh, wait a minute. No, I wanted to do the adrenals. Hang on, sorry. I'm just bringing the adrenals in on it here. So just going to do a couple of the major organs just to bump their energy up. Starting off with those little happy adrenals. They're very excitable, these guys. Okay, just bringing energy in the adrenals. OK, Okay, on to the spleen. On to the kidneys. Kidneys, gallbladder. Got a couple of sore gallbladders out there. Down to the gallbladder. Gallbladder. Liver. And the appendix. Oops. Appendix. I'm coming in from the spine points. Okay. And just roll the spine one more time. Alright, so here we go. Let's finish off here. So we're going to balance the emotions again. Balancing the emotions. And we're going to do the spiritual points. Spiritual points. And I'm going to bring to the rebuild point. Strength. Oh, we didn't do that. Strength to rebuild. Okay. And then on to your intuitive points. And this will kind of open up your intuitive facilities, the ability to kind of see beyond the scene, if you know what I mean. I mean, often we hear something said and we're like, that's not true, you know, or else we hear something said and we're like, what? And then we decide we'll trust the person who utters this thing that we don't think is true. So it's going to open up your intuitive abilities, so you're a little more discerning about crap around you and lies and untruths that are causing you stress and aggravation. Focusing on the midbrain pineal gland here right now. I'm not trying to knock sense into you. I'm just bringing energy in. You ever heard that? It's time I knock some sense into you. I don't think that's a good way of parenting. Okay, there we go. Right, just balancing everyone out. Just making sure you're supported. Making sure you're grounded. Grounding you down to your eighth chakra and the center of the earth. Balancing you with the shaman frequency around the earth, balancing you with the earth energies where you live. Okay. Just checking to see if there's anything else I need to be doing here. No, good. Right, so let's just take everyone now and quietly wrap you in a beautiful energetic blanket. It's almost made of gossamer, but it's shiny and it's all energy. You can either pull it up or we can just wrap you. You can take it over your head because you can breathe through it. And we're just going to check everybody's bubble, make sure you've got your bubble of protection around you. And just one of you, I'm going to straighten your hara line. It's out a bit. It's kind of like the Tower of Pisa. Okay, that's straight now. All right, there we go. We are done for the moment. Anyway, if you're still feeling like you need some more support, Joe's on later today. You can just check the list. And again, go back and listen to any of them in replay. They're just as good in replay as they are live. Also, Clay has put them into podcast format, which is just, you just hear the words, you don't see the pictures. So it's really handy. You can just listen to it on your phone, put it on and just do what you do. So there's a number of them up on his podcast, and you can get that at https, tongrenpodcast.com. I don't think there's an S in it. And you can find them there if you want to listen and replay. Okay, well, thanks for being with me today, and we'll see y'all soon.